Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Okay. Tell me what happened.
In the pines where the sun never shines, you'll shiver when the cold wind
blows. I'm almost done.
It started off normal.
There's a grave in the pines where the sun never shines. There's a grave that's shaded with the pines.
Copper put up the stationary ward to keep your stuff from getting stolen. And silver put down the protection sigil, as always.
All done over here.
Salt, pine needles, glass shards, pigeon feather, green wax.
We used to sit and tell of our love in the pines where the sun never shines.
And we were singing too, so I figured it was safe.
Safety is always a bad thing to figure.
In the pines.
You didn't sing with us, Copper.
I was finishing the ward. I did my part.
Yes, you did. You're a big help, darling.
We started getting into the water.
Get in the hot spring, Glass. You reek.
I only stink because I've been sitting next to you all day.
Hey!
This is very nice.
Aren't you worried?
Not any more than usual.
Not about the folk.
Then what?
What if it's full of, I don't know, deer pee? What?
Oh, it's probably full of deer pee. Copper, all the deer in this area are pissing in this hot spring.
I don't know, it could be gross.
Well, can't be any grosser than we are.
Good point.
Yeah, Cop, wash your greasy hair.
I'll dunk if you will.
Oh, we all counted down.
Three, two, one.
Water's great. Guys. Hello? Seriously? Again?
If this is supposed to be a joke, it isn't funny.
Hey, you again? Are you going to help me find them? Are you going to reveal that you've been a talking cat the whole time and you have magic powers that can get them all back? I didn't think so.
Three, two, one.
Jeez, it's freezing.
What? When I came up, I wasn't in the hot springs anymore. I was in a river. It was crystal clear and frigid, right? And all around were trees and bushes. And I could see mountains farther away. Much farther away. And it wasn't winter there. The trees and all the plants, they had buds and flowers all over them.
Ooh, look at that.
Looks to me like a human.
Oh, hell. Good afternoon.
It is a human.
Come over here, human.
Let us get a closer look at you.
They were tall and beautiful. They've all got this smell that kind of pulls you in. It's like flowers, but different somehow. Sweeter, maybe. I wasn't here a moment ago. I'm hoping
to... Oh, yes, we can tell.
We saw you come up out of the water.
I'm hoping you could...
You look a bit of a mess now. Poor thing.
Speak up, poor thing. Tell us what you want.
Well, I'm hoping you could tell.
Go on.
I'd like to, but you won't let
me... Speak up, poor thing. Oh, don't look so sour.
Oh, we were only playing.
3, 2, 1.
The next thing I knew, the smell was in my nose. It was in my mouth. It felt like it was seeping in through my skin.
Ugh, gross! Silver, I told you! Silver?
The hot spring was gone. I surfaced out of a puddle, I guess. A pit full of water, filthy, and dented into a pile of trash. A mountain of trash, as I looked around.
Ugh.
At first, it looked like it went on forever, but I could see mountains far away. Too far to walk. Hours to drive.
Silver? Glass? Amber?
The air stunk, and it was cold. Not too cold, but just biting enough to be uncomfortable. My ankles sunk into the garbage. This wasn't a good place to be with bare feet.
Guys!
Whoa. My ankles sunk into the garbage. Faster. Silver would have told me I shouldn't yell. You should never yell. Someone might hear you.
Someone help!
Someone did hear me. Someone who reached one long arm out of the pile, grabbed my wrist, and pulled.
What's the matter with Biscuit? If they're trying to get to the air, they're going the wrong way. Kids, welcome for catching them, by the way. They can pay Trash Hunter back for helping them unsing by helping Trash Hunter find one.
Find what?
A sink!
I'm past ready for some hot water. Don't care much what's in it.
Three, two, one.
Suddenly, the surface is gone. Not gone, but I can't reach it. In between me and the air is a sheet of ice.
And the water's freezing. I'm not in that hot spring no more.
It was so cold I wasn't certain how I was still alive. Should have bound my limbs up if it was ordinary cold. Ain't no way this was ordinary cold. I was gonna die if I didn't get warm. That was the first thought in my head. The second was how I was gonna get off this frozen lake. It looked miles across. Went on forever behind me.
I saw the shore on the other side.
Black pine trees. There was only one way to get there. And I saw them behind me. A hulking, hunched figure. I didn't look right at it. I knew better than to look at it. I kept walking.
You are being a bit of a buzzkill, poor thing.
Don't be such a buzzkill.
I didn't mean to. I'm not actually supposed to be here, as lovely as here is.
Ivy, they think it's lovely here.
Oh, it is. It's so lovely.
I don't know what I...
Tell us your name, poor thing.
Yes, tell us your name.
I can't tell you my name, but you can call me Glass.
I told you they were a buzzkill.
You're no fun, Glass.
Yeah, sorry about that. The House of Spring. They like art, and they like emotions. Don't ask them questions, or they'll give you an answer. Don't answer their questions, or you could lose your ability to choose anything. Out of all the houses, they're usually the most benevolent.
I'm just trying to get back to my friends.
Don't you want to stay a little longer?
But not always.
Sink! The Trash Hunter and the little human need a sink!
Copper doesn't know what you're talking about.
You know, a sink! You wash your hands, maybe you pee in it sometimes. A sink!
Copper has never peed in a sink.
Copper should try it sometime.
The House of Fall. You could say the House of Autumn, but nobody really calls it that. They like stuff. Objects. They only refer to themselves in the third person, and they demand you do the same. If they don't like what you've given them, they'll take your senses. Every last one. But there's more of a chance that they'll be all right with you.
Copper is pretty small for a human. What are they made out of?
Meat? Bones?
Oh, Trash Hunter forgot about that! Trash Hunter's still got bones in here somewhere!
I didn't get a good look at them when they pulled me out of the pile. All I could see was a lot of limbs, maybe a face. They pulled me up onto an old refrigerator, overturned in the garbage.
Oopsie daisy!
And I finally got a good look at them. Filthy, covered in trash. I think some of their limbs were trash. Fused to their long body in an assemblage of extra arms with long, spider-like fingers. And they were furrier than I would have expected.
Sink, 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 sink. Sink!
Why are Copper and Trash Hunter looking for a sink?
Because Trash Hunter needs one!
Is trash hunter building a house?
Oh, no, no, no. Trash Hunter doesn't use things. Trash Hunter just finds them.
What happens when they find them?
Trash Hunter stops thinking for a moment.
As we were speaking, I could feel the refrigerator lurching underneath me. It was sinking, slowly dipping into the garbage with both of us on top of it. Copper wants to make a trade.
Does Copper have stuff? Does Copper have trash for Trash Hunter?
If Copper helps Trash Hunter find a sink, will Trash Hunter help Copper get back to their friends?
Helping Trash Hunter find a sink is repayment for pulling Copper out of that puddle back there.
Okay, then something else. Copper will help find whatever is next.
Trash Hunter doesn't know what Trash Hunter's gonna find next.
Then how did they know they needed to find a sink?
Trash Hunter doesn't know. It just popped into their head. Started when Trash Hunter took the job.
The job of finding things in a landfill?
Better than getting eaten or kept as a pet. Oh, much better.
Trash Hunter used to be human?
As human as Copper, but maybe a little bigger.
It barely seemed to move, just lurching along behind me. They were following me. I could feel their footsteps through the ice. I watched my feet underneath me. They were going numb already. There were hairline cracks in the surface, but it was something underneath that caught my eye. Person. A human under the ice. Black ice. The type that was so clear I could see all the way to the bottom of the lake. They weren't just floating in water. They don't look like a corpse. They look like a person. Just standing on the bottom. Frozen in a position like they're running. There's a smile on their face. The house of winter. Patrons of death and blood. Can't talk right to them. Can't look them in the eye. Most houses would jump at the chance to do something terrible to you if you break their rules. They'll take years from your life. They'll turn you into something awful. They'll make you lose your mind. The house of winter will kill you. Plain and simple. There are more people on the ice. The farther I walk, the clearer they get. It should have been dark under there, but it wasn't somehow. They were walking the same way I was, but I couldn't see where they were going towards. They were all frozen, but each and every one of them looked happy. There were children holding their parents' hands, people helping old folks move with the crowd. None of them moving. Frozen that way forever.
I'm officially treating this as not a joke. You all better be in real danger.
Sucks, because the water is really nice. Not that you'd like it. This is probably the first time I've had a real bath since summer. Probably. I don't remember summer. Nobody ever remembers summer. Do you remember summer? All right, I gotta check some stuff. You know, at least I've got company. What should I do first? You show up in the weirdest places, you know that? Wanna check Copper's spell for me? Make sure it looks all right? I don't know what to look for either. It's probably fine. Glass, you're next. Surprised you didn't bring these in the water with you. They really seem to be your favorite thing. Huh. Somehow I thought I'd be able to see something. Can you see anything? Ooh, I'll take that as a yes. Probably not a good yes. Sucks that they didn't see mass disappearance in our future, right? Silver should have used paint for the sigil instead of just carving it into the dirt. Bingo. There's a break.
You didn't finish the sigil, Silver. It's not closed all the way. And now you're all... dead? Maybe? I don't know. I'll finish it.
It didn't work.
They left me out again, guys. Nothing I can do. Sorry.
Maybe the cat has something more to offer.
They're smart, Oak.
Don't be stupid, Ivy. Every human thinks they're smart.
I know someone who used to think they were smart.
Speaking of, they were supposed to be back by now.
Hey, Sad Chris!
Oh, yes, yes, I'm here. Oh, sorry I took so long. I couldn't find an orange rabbit.
That's because there are no orange rabbits.
Ugh, we just wanted you to go away because you're annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry, my darlings. Tell me if there's anything more I can do for you. I'm at your every beck and call.
Oh, no.
Sad Chris, this is our new friend, Glass.
Hello, Glass.
Hi.
We like them better than you, Sad Chris.
Yes, you might be getting replaced.
They didn't even give us their name.
You volunteered yours.
Of course. You were the most beautiful thing I had ever seen.
I know.
Put your head in the water, Sad Chris.
Okay.
And stay under there.
What the? They can't stay under there. They'll drown.
Oh, sure. But we can keep them alive through it.
No, don't you worry about Sad Chris. They'll be fine.
Well, no, they won't.
They won't, but it's fine. We're really more interested in you.
Like who you're getting that lovely magic from.
We can smell it all over you.
Sink-ahoy!
Whoa!
It's over there! It's over there! It's over there! It's over there!
Slow down!
Yeah, too excited! Get it!
They smacked one of their hands down on the cracked porcelain of a yellowing sink basin, and...
Where'd it go?
Trash tender doesn't know. Somewhere. Oh, does Copper feel that? Copper, feel that rush? That satisfaction?
Copper doesn't think they do.
Oh, that's a shame. Copper's gotta become like Trash Hunter. They love it. Trash Hunter loves it.
Copper will be honest. Copper doesn't think Copper can imagine wanting not to be human anymore.
It's not that bad. It's just a different kind of being alive. A better kind of being alive for folks like Trash Hunter.
Silver did say some people chose the apocalypse.
Trash Hunter does not know who that is.
But really? Trash Hunter wants to be Trash Hunter? Just running around a garbage dump forever?
Don't judge Trash Hunter. Everybody but us different.
What?
Bread.
Huh?
Speaking of bread, time to find some.
Wait. Copper can't go that fast.
Couldn't feel my hands. Couldn't feel my feet. They were getting closer. I could hear it in their song. Under the ice, the town square. Frozen people. Dancing, laughing. Saw something on the ground. Huge circles painted in white. Sigils, like the ones I use. But I suppose these ones didn't save them. Maybe they weren't supposed to. Maybe they were something else. Something the whole town was celebrating. Smiles on the faces. warm light coming from the windows. Some kind of magic cast all over the town. If I didn't know any better, I might have thought it looked safe down there.
That's enough. You're gonna kill them. Are you okay?
Get off me.
I was just trying to help you.
I don't need any help. I'll drown all day if they ask me to.
Oh, geez, Sadgris. They really did a number on you.
See, they're fine. They said so themselves, didn't you, Sadgris?
Yes, my love.
Okay, great. Shut up.
It would be very rude if you didn't tell us about your friend, Glass.
I'm getting divination from someone in your house.
Oh? Who? It was worth a try.
I would never trade magic to a human. How embarrassing.
Why would you give anything to a human when you could simply trick them and take it? Most of you are so stupid, after all.
Don't worry, Glass, poor thing. We're not talking about you.
Not while you're still being held onto by one of ours.
But you can always come back when you're no longer spoken for.
I'm not really spoken for.
Oh, Ivy! Look at their face!
You poor thing!
I'll bet you love using that magic.
It's a valuable gift, after all.
I don't know what you mean.
Of course you do!
It's written all over you.
It's not like that.
Are you scared?
Our magic does things to a person.
They might change you.
But we could never change you.
No, they're not.
You'd get to stay the same forever.
Just like Sadgris.
Doesn't that sound better?
I think Glass needs to clear their head.
Sadgris, hold them under the water.
Sorry about this.
No!
Wait!
Can't haul Copper around all day! Gotta get that bread!
What? Copper sinking!
Huh? What are they sinking about?
Copper, serious!
Better find that bread then!
Bread. How hard could it be to find bread in a landfill? Lots of people used to eat bread. There's gotta be a loaf somewhere.
I was almost up to my waist. It stunk so much it was hard to keep my eyes open. Why anybody would choose to be stuck here forever is something I'll never understand, but there they were, diving in and out of the garbage. That's what I was thinking when my ankle got caught on something. I pull up as hard as I can, trying to grab hold of anything solid. It felt like a net, or a bundle of strings at least. It was cutting into me, I could feel it.
Can't find it! Copper can't find the thing!
The trash hunter hopes are good at holding their breath!
Almost there. Felt like there wasn't nothing between my bones and the ice. I didn't look behind me. I ain't that stupid. But I could hear something tapping on the ice. Something like a walking stick. Crook, maybe. I thought maybe I could use a sigil. Maybe I could find my way back. I just needed to get off this lake. I needed to get away from this sunken town, all frozen like they knew it was coming. Frozen like they wanted this. The winter behind me stopped singing. And it wasn't till it stopped that I realized it never should have been singing in the first place. Humans sing. Folk don't. I turned around. I know it wasn't smart. I don't know what came over me. It smells like frostbite and melted tallow at the same time. And from the long shadow it casts on the ice, it's carrying a shepherd's crook. That's all I have time to see before. The water is clear, all the way to the bottom. I sank toward a barn. I could see a little farmhouse far off. There was a kid wearing a hand-knit wool sweater, stopped waving an unlit sparkler over their head. And another kid, older, sitting at the edge of another chalk sigil, circled near the barn. An outline in the middle of the circle. A burn on the ground in the shape of a person. Somebody holding a shepherd's crook. And I remember thinking,
it took me by surprise. I couldn't fight them off.
It was pressing down on me from every direction.
The water shouldn't have been warm.
Whoa. I'm alive!
Help!
So you just came back?
Think I might have died?
You didn't die, darling.
It sure felt like it for a second.
We don't even know if those places are real.
Sure seemed real when you stopped existing for a second.
Silver?
What is it, sweetheart?
How many people chose to,
How many people gave up?
Yeah.
I don't know, Copper. I don't understand it.
A lot of people didn't give up on purpose.
Like your guy. Sad Chris.
They, actually seemed like they might have done it on purpose.
Why anybody would let themselves get all mixed up like that is beyond me.
Maybe they did it so they'd fit into the world better.
It doesn't freak you out, little Copper. I mean, that trash when you met. If their past human self saw them now, would they even recognize themselves?
Do you think you from 10 years ago would recognize you now?
Physically, yeah.
I don't know if this is a world I want to fit into better.
Maybe getting sucked into it all isn't so bad if you do it on your own terms.
Dangerous talk, Amber.
I'll take your word for it. I'm happy staying the way I am.
That's a shame. You should think about transforming into a glass that's actually funny.
I'm hilarious, and you're wrong.
I hope all those people got what they wanted.
Copper, nobody gets what they want. We just get what we get.
Then I hope they can be happy with what they got.
Mm.
Speaking of what we've got, I'm going to look through our food for something to cook. Maybe I can do one thing for the group today.
Get me a can of peaches.
Got it.
Copper, hand me another log, will you?
Yeah, I've got another small one.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire. Starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Tariq Esau as Oak, Majin Brzezinski as Ivy, Vincent Holmes as Trash Hunter, Ray O'Hare as Sad Chris, and Anna McGuire as the Shepherd Winter. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Grave in the Pines by Clayton McMicken. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.